Coming right up, a special edition of Straight Talk. Our guest tonight, Long Beach City Auditor Laura Dowd.
Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. The Press Telegram, your local news leader for over 100 years. And Laserfish, run smarter.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. Our guest for the entire show tonight is Long Beach City Auditor Laura Dowd. Laura, welcome back to our show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Laura was elected just about a year ago in an upset, defeating a long-term incumbent. And this year's gone by pretty fast, hasn't it, Laura?
It really has. I can't believe it's been a whole year since I talked to you last year.
Well, you set out with a bunch of goals when you came into office. Let's talk about some of the things that you've accomplished in the first year. And, of course, probably one of the best-known ones is that you did an audit. One of the first things you did was to order an audit of your own office. Tell us why and what that accomplished.
Well, thank you. First of all, I felt that before we went into any other departments to audit them, to make improvements for recommendations, that we take a look at our own office to make sure it's operating efficiently and effectively. And, you know, I've always had the goal of promoting excellence in government. I just wanted to make sure our office was operating at the highest level that we could. And I'm very grateful for this audit that took place. So a lot of good results came of it.
Well, they say charity begins at home, and
that's
what
right.
Better place to start, in, as you say, in your own office. What are some of the things that you've done as a result of the audit?
Well, we have now we're tracking our engagements. We have policies and procedures in place for the planning of our audits, for the field work that we do, for our reporting. We make sure that our supervisors are reviewing the work, that the work papers support the conclusions that we make. We're making sure that our staff have the needed continuing professional education required by government auditors, specifically government auditing training. So I'm very grateful for a wonderful staff that we've put together to make this auditor's office just a world-class office. And we have a number of goals for the future, and I'm very looking forward to the future.
And just for the record, you brought in a lot of new people in the office when you came in.
We did. We just have an exceptional staff of just true professionals that are doing an outstanding job with varied backgrounds, but with the common, I think, common theme of public service, committed to public service.
How wonderful.
It really is. I feel very fortunate to be working with such an outstanding staff. I give them so much credit.
Well, one of the high visibility items that you were involved with was the ballot proposition, I think it was H, to increase the oil production tax to competitive levels, and that passed with a, I think, resounding 70%. And you and your office were driving force in getting that tax raised, which is not a tax on the residents of Long Beach, but on the companies that pull oil out of the ground. And that will generate $3.5 million a year for public safety.
That's right. Yes, it will. And, you know, this city ordinance was established in 1990, where oil companies are taxed 15 cents for each barrel of oil that they produce from the ground. And as we know, the price of oil has just about tripled since 1990, but the ordinance hadn't been updated.
So we were just leaving money on the table.
We really were, yes. And I was fortunate to work with Mayor Foster, the council members, specifically Council Member DeLong, and working with the oil companies and coming to a fair and equitable amount, which was 40 cents a barrel, increasing it by 25 cents per barrel, which, as you stated, adds to about $3.8 million per year.
All for public safety. That's great.
Yes, so I was very fortunate to be a part. And it was very exciting to be a part of that team, actually, because, you know, it was, as you just mentioned, it was a ballot measure, and there was a certain amount of campaigning that we needed to do to ensure that it would pass. It required a two-thirds vote.
Yes.
So that was an uphill battle, but we all rallied together with the media, with the fire and the police and business organizations, as well as the oil producers.
And I think the credibility of you and your office added to the attractiveness of the proposition.
Well, thank you. We are certainly looking out for the best interests of Long Beach, ensuring that the city receives its full share of revenue.
You know, Long Beach is one of the few cities that has an elected city auditor. Laura is responsible not to management, not to the council, but to you and me, the people.
That's
a great concept.
It really is, and that's why I'm very thankful that you have me on your show tonight, because it's an opportunity for me to get the message out to the public that I report to. So
we the people.
That's right. Thank you.
Okay, another audit ongoing but not yet released is that of the police department. Tell us about that.
Sure, thank you. And, you know, just one more thing on the oil production tax. I think by the voters voting by 70% to pass this measure to be used specifically for public safety, I think really shows the public's willingness to invest in public safety. The mayor has also made it one of his priorities to add 100 officers to the police force. And so this was really a great opportunity for us to find the most effective way to put those police officers on the force.
And the voters were discerning because, as Laura mentioned, it required two-thirds as a tax measure, got 70%, but other ballot propositions on the same ballot went down to resounding defeat, didn't even get a majority, so the voters picked and chose.
Yes, I think the voters were very wise. They were reading, they were listening, they understood that this would not be a tax on them, the consumers, but only a tax on the oil producers. So, and back to the police audit, I think this was really showing the public's, again, their support of our police. And we're really trying to find the best and most cost-effective way of putting more police officers on the street.
So your audit is not looking for where money is disappearing or anything. It's a performance audit to see how they more efficiently deliver services.
Absolutely, and I do want to make clear that this was not a fault-finding activity or event of the police department. We had full cooperation by Chief Batts and his staff. They opened their books, they opened their files. We had full access to all of their information. And by their cooperation, this is just a fantastic study and report that I hope you'll stay tuned for, because it's coming out soon and it's an excellent report. We've identified 12 cost-saving initiatives that will truly help the police department.
So they'll be able to do more with the same budget even.
Yes, and it will require some policy decisions by the council, but there are some just really great recommendations from that report. So,
and the police department and Chief Batts cooperated with you in your audit?
Completely and fully. They shared ideas on how they feel the department can also be improved.
So, well, you know, it's always useful sometimes to get an outside eye, no matter how capable an organization is. Get someone from the outside, take a look. You can always find ways to do it better.
Right. Every organization does it.
Okay.
So,
probably true of Straight Talk, too. Okay, a major announcement coming up in the next segment. Stay tuned.
Electricity is different from any other product we use. We can't store it. We must use it wisely, but can't do without it completely. And there's no substitute for this special form of energy that brings us light, comfort, and progress. That's why California needs new standards that can keep utilities strong, guard against another power crisis, and protect consumers from the kind of shortages that often affect other commodities. because electricity is different.
The Port of Long Beach, one of the region's largest construction contractors, has work for businesses big and small. The SBE, or Small Business Enterprise Program, was established by the Board of Harbor Commissioners in 2004 to boost the local economy. Through this program, small businesses get a chance at big port contracts in the areas of construction, environmental consulting, engineering and architectural services, and more. To learn more, log on to www.polb.com or call 562-590-4146.
Let's unravel high-definition television. First of all, it's twice as sharp as regular TV, and prices have dropped dramatically. There's also tons to watch, like sports, movies, and concerts. You should see it on Panasonic's new 50-inch plasma display. You can check it out at Avid Electronics in Long Beach. What else are you going to do with your free time? Origami?
A digital camera? Come to Fromex Photo Lab to have your prints made. Using the latest high-tech equipment, Fromex will give you high-quality archival prints from your digital camera. Drop off your camera memory card just like a roll of film.
The new Fromex Annex now offers classes in basic digital photography. Learn how to get great photos from any digital camera. Ask about class availability.
Fromex Photo Lab and Digital Imaging in Belmont Shore since 1982.
We're back continuing our conversation with Long Beach City Auditor Laura Dowd. Laura, you have a major announcement to make.
We do, and we are revitalizing our fraud hotline that we'd like to announce here on your show and to tell the people how important it is to be alert and open, to keep their eyes open for fraud. We're revitalizing our fraud hotline, and this fraud hotline, the number is on our website that people can go to. We have a brochure here that you have in your hand for the people to be alert and open to fraud against the city. To make sure that they call our fraud hotline if they suspect any fraud. You know, fraud is much more prevalent than most people realize.
Really?
It really is. And the statistics show that about 48.5% of fraud within government organizations are detected by a tip. So we really need the public's help to be alert and open if they suspect fraud against the city, to call our office. And also to state that this is, we have hired an independent firm that will be receiving their calls live.
Oh, really?
It will not be a message machine, but a live caller. It's completely anonymous, and they can have the confidence to know that their call is anonymous. They will have a live caller 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so anytime they can call anonymously to report the tip.
Congratulations. I think that's a sensational idea, and even the existence of it is a disincentive to people to act improperly. The fact that it's there may stop things that might otherwise happen, as well as uncover ongoing. Let's put that page up again that has the information on the telephone numbers. The fraud hotline, toll-free, 24 hours, 7 days a week, 1-888-FRAUD-07, like James Bond. And it's an outside agency that you call, and it's confidential. The caller's identity will be protected.
That's right, absolutely. And our office will be providing training to the people to let them know that there is something known as a fraud triangle, that when all three points exist, fraud exists, and those three points are when there's a need, when there's rationale, and when there's an opportunity, fraud exists. The need is it could happen overnight. If there's a sick child, if someone has a...
Someone needs money.
Needs money, right.
Okay.
Or there's an opportunity. So if someone has a need, they rationalize, and there's an opportunity, fraud is very likely to happen. And what we have control over is the opportunity, that we have internal controls in place to keep people honest, and this fraud hotline that people can call to control this opportunity. So we don't want the opportunity to be there, and we want to make sure it's detected. So
a simple example that I can think of with a lot of organizations, nonprofits, for example, or even for-profit, is signing checks. It's the practice of many companies, mm-hmm, that you need two parties to sign the check, so that just one person cannot get into the company bank account. And that's a little bit of a safeguard.
Yes, that's right. It is. And there's a lot of examples of fraud, skimming, taking money off the top, taking inventory and supplies out of the city, submitting fictitious reimbursement for expenses. There's a number of examples, but we have a training program that we plan to go around and train city departments and the staff and employees to let them know what they can upgrade
their own internal procedures.
That's right, and what they should be looking for.
So this hotline is for tips about fraud in any city agency, city entity, any quasi-government or government entity.
That's right. That's right, for them to call.
Do other cities have this?
Yes, they do. Several other cities do. I know the city of Los Angeles just recently launched their hotline, their fraud hotline as well. And the city auditor's office has had a fraud hotline in the past. I'm just not sure it's been, really maybe marketed as well as it could have been.
Sure.
So I'm thankful for this opportunity to announce that we are revitalizing it. We want people to be aware of it and to please call. You know, the statistics also show that about 5% of government annual revenues can be lost to fraud. And if you look at the city of Long Beach with approximately $1.5 billion in annual revenue, there's a potential for $75 million lost to fraud. We just want to make sure, we're cutting out fraud and we're cutting out abuse, we're cutting out government waste and really trying to create efficiencies here.
Well, $75 million is a lot of money. You can buy a lot of things for $75 million.
Absolutely.
And so you can play your role if you are aware of abuse in any city agency to call the hotline. And then I'm sure there'll be an independent investigation if the information is not accurate. Nothing happens, but at least someone will look. Your office will look into it.
That's right. We will pursue every case, and there's just zero tolerance for fraud.
But on the other hand, we don't want to have this being used as get evens with people who have an axe to grind leveling false charges against agencies.
That's right. And we'll have to use our good judgment in that case. But it's important that people are aware that there is a hotline that they can call and that will be followed up on, because it, like I mentioned earlier, it's much more prevalent than people realize.
It's a lot more. The figures you gave me were a bit startling to me. I have to confess the incidents are for it. So this empowers the average citizen to do something.
Yes, absolutely.
If he or she knows about it.
Yes.
Okay, we'll be continuing this discussion, but first we pause for these messages.
Phil Trainees mixes California style with continental cuisine that includes fresh seafood from around the world. Since Phil is the chef, the menu has a wide variety of pastas, salads, soups, and appetizers that feature his unique personal touch. And the Italian-American signature dishes are simply beyond delicious. You never know who you're going to run into at Trainees, from the famous sports legends on the Wall of Fame to local celebrities having a drink at the bar. For the best fine dining experience, visit Phil Trainees.
At Performance Plus Tire, you'll find we carry Toyo tires. For over 50 years, Toyo has been a world leader in the development of high-quality tires. Optimum performance, safety, and a comfortable ride. That's what makes Toyo tires great. And now come into Performance Plus Tire for a great deal on these Toyo tires. Proxies ST, Open Country AT, and Proxies 4. Toyo tires, driven to perform. Come in today and we'll install new Toyo tires on your vehicle while you wait. Performance Plus Tire on Cherry Avenue, 1 mile north of the 405 in Long Beach.
Sometimes you just need a good lawyer. Sometimes life is complicated, unfair, or you may be wrongfully accused. Hi, I'm Rich Poland. I've been helping people in Long Beach for over 25 years. You've already taken me into your home. I'm on the back of your big phone book. I've helped your kids reach the table. I've even held the door open for you. The State Bar has certified me as a criminal law specialist. I'm here to help because sometimes you just need a good lawyer.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Morey's.com to get the latest information. Morey's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
We're back dialoguing with our city auditor, Laura Dowd. And Laura, your office also has a new website. Tell us about that.
Yes, we do. Thank you very much. I'm very excited about this new website. One of our goals also was to provide transparency and communication with the public. So this is just a great way for the public to access the city auditor's office through the website and to find out who we are, what we do. You can contact our staff. There's a link there that you can find out who's working in the auditor's office and how you can contact them if you have questions. We'll also be listing our audit reports on the website so they can access our reports.
The entire report?
Yes.
That's great.
Right.
Yes. That is great.
Really great. So it's really user-friendly, and it's just a great place for them to go to get information. And again, there's a little link to the Honorable Myrtle Gunzel, who was the first elected woman city auditor who served in the city auditor's office for 32 years as
really?
The city auditor. So we can learn a little bit about her and the history of the city auditor's office, when it was
That's
established,
great.
And sort of the history there. So it's a great tool for the public to access, to find out about us, how they can contact us, and what we're doing for them.
Well, I applaud making the public's business public. I think it should be, and I find it highly objectionable that many agencies like to conduct their business in secret. So since you are asking others to be transparent as you go around, again, charity begins at home. You're doing it yourself, so you are walking the walk.
That's right. Well, thank you. We are, and as you notice up at the top, there's our six N's. As you know, that was my campaign platform. It's what I meant.
Inspiration.
That's right. Well, thank you. as you know, we're an independent city auditor's office. As you mentioned earlier, we're one of the few city auditors that's independently elected.
Sure.
We provide information. This is one tool to provide information to the public on what we're doing. We're taking initiative to find money for the city. I have a 2-year-old daughter who you know, sees me go to work every
Inspiration.
Morning.
Inspiration.
That's right. She asked me, "Mom, what do you do?" And I said to her one day, "You know, I find money for the city." And so she's like, "Oh." So now every morning when I leave for work, she says, "Well, go find the money."
That's
so we're taking initiative to find money for the city. We're also being innovative on how we can better serve the citizens, better serve Long Beach, and also, of course, restoring integrity in government when you're
Amen
dealing with money. And again, just a reminder about our fraud hotline, you know, to keep people honest and work honestly for the community.
Well, there's nothing like a watchdog to keep people on the tried and true. And if someone's watching you, you're less inclined to go off the path.
Absolutely.
What about the future, Laura? What you've done an awful lot in 1 year, and I think you have a 4-year term,
That's
so we
right.
have 3 more years to look ahead. What kinds of things can we look for in the future?
Well, thank you, Art. You know, we are getting a number of requests from the council, from department heads, from the public. We're receiving a few phone calls every week asking for audits to be done. So
really?
We are. We have so much work to do. It's unbelievable.
Performance-type audits for the most part.
Yes. And, you know, now we had such a successful, positive experience with the police department that other departments are now open to us coming in and looking at their
This
department.
Is really, at least strikes me as quite unusual, someone asking for an audit.
It is, but I think we've been successful in building a trust with them that this is ways to find efficiencies for Long Beach. It's ways to cut costs. It's ways to find money to better perform and better serve the citizens of Long Beach.
So the expertise in your office is really beyond just numbers.
Oh, absolutely, yes. And you know, the role of an auditor has really evolved over the years too. When Myrtle Gunzel was elected, mostly they did financial auditing, but it has evolved into more performance operational reviews. So we look at things besides numbers.
When was Myrtle the city auditor?
She was the city auditor and she was elected in 1919 and she served until 1951.
She was ahead of her time, wasn't
she? She was. It was really great. And it's this past year has just been a pleasure to serve the city. I'm just enthused about the future of serving the city that I love. I feel very grateful to be in a position to serve this wonderful city. We have such beautiful, wonderful people here, beautiful climate. I just love this city and grateful to be in this position.
Well, as you may know, the chancellor of the CSU system will be our guest next week, and he'd be very proud to have you as a Long Beach State graduate in this position.
Well, thank you. I'm thankful for the education that I received at Cal State Long Beach. Go Beach, right?
Go Beach. We'll be back with the remaining portions of our show after these messages.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee freshly roasted every day right in the store. Plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
Care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
At Naples Rib Company, we've been around for over 20 years for a lot of good reasons.
Our banquet and catering services.
Our takeout and delivery.
And our great commercials.
Food fit for a king.
Naples Rib Company, for a real meal and a family deal.
I love ribs!
So we don't do great commercials. Find out what we do best at Naples Rib Company.
You know, the word public servant is bandied about quite a bit. It's really important that people holding public office are, in fact, public servants with the best interests of the public in mind. And I think our city auditor, Laura Dowd, is one of those persons, and we are fortunate to have her here in the community. And Laura, thank you for doing what you're doing, and again, for being a guest on our show.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. You know, since 1908, the citizens of Long Beach have elected a city auditor that they've entrusted to watch over public funds to ensure that they are being spent prudently, that they're reported accurately, and I take this responsibility very seriously. I'm grateful to be in this position. I'm grateful to be in service to this wonderful community that I love. I encourage the people to visit our website and call the fraud hotline if you suspect any abuse of fraud. Thank you.
Thank you so much, City Auditor Laura Dowd, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you at home for being our TV guests, and join us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Laserfish. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.